Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 35 shows a definite pattern. It has three parts, and each ends with a chorus of praise to the Lord. As we'll see, this is not simply a design for a poem, but a strategy for life. At the beginning are 10 verses where David seeks the help of God, concluding, quote, "Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him, yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him." Verse 10. The middle section has 8 verses, verses 11 to 18, and hits a higher note, quote, "I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people," verse 18. After the final 10 verses, David concludes with this crescendo, quote, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." Verses 27 and 28. I repeat, this is not just a pattern for a poem, but a strategy for success. I'm reminded of the words of Paul to the Philippians, quote, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." Philippians 3:1. Paul has been accused of the failing of some modern preachers, promising to finish, but their finally comes at the halfway mark. His finally meant something different. As with David's words of praise, it was declaring, after all is said and done, rejoice in the Lord. After the enemy's attempts at destruction, verse 4, and deception, verse 7, after, quote, "they reward me evil for good," verse 12, and, quote, "in my adversity they rejoiced," verse 15. After all that, quote, "let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified," verse 27. David longed for the Lord to vindicate him against false charges, verses 23 and 24. But in the end, it's the Lord who is vindicated by the praises of his people. Yes, God is good all the time.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.